You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
She is Michelle Medlock, or Adams. I'm not sure we have Michelle Adams up on the screen. What's your real last name?
Legally, it's Adams, but my maiden name's Medlock, and my author name is Michelle Medlock Adams.
Okay, all right, that's it. So they have it on the screen as Michelle Adams, and I've only been introduced to you as Medlock because, folks, I was recently at an all-Christians gathering. It's called Word Weavers. And the first night I went into a class, which was being taught by this young lady, who is a beautiful young lady. She's a mom and has, I think, six grandchildren now. She's a former reporter and now writes top-selling children's books in the Christian genre. And when I walked into that room, I said the price of this entire week of this convention was worth it just to hear you speak. That's how taken it was. You're a real giver, Michelle. And tell folks how this all got started with you becoming an author.
Oh, thank you so much for those kind words. It was great to meet you there as well. I actually always knew I wanted to be a writer from the time I was in first grade. It's kind of a funny story. I wasn't very good at math even in first grade, but they had a poetry contest and I entered. I mean, I entered everything and I won. I thought, well, I'm really pretty good at this. It was for a poem about my dachshund, my wiener dog named Penny. Okay. Not Pulitzer Prize winning material, but I did win sparkly pencils and first place in the lunch line that week. So I knew I was onto something. I just always felt called to write from the time I was 7 years old and pursued a degree in journalism. Once I graduated high school, went to Indiana University, go Hoosiers, and got a degree in journalism from there and became a sports reporter and loved it. And then Jeff and I married my high school sweetheart, had children. And the sports reporting life is not real conducive to having kids. So I began doing some freelance for some Christian magazines. And that led us to Texas, where I took a full-time job as a feature writer for this big magazine out in Texas. And we just moved the whole family out there. And I was there not very long. And they said, hey, you have kids, right? I said, yes, I have two little girls. And they said, great, you can write our children's page. I'm like, just because I have them doesn't mean I know how to write for them. I mean, I was a sports reporter. I also did some hard news stuff, but I'm a studier. I'm a researcher. I figured it out, started going to lots of seminars from the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, and over 112 books now I've been able to do. It's just been a great ride, but that's how my whole writing thing began. And I've loved every minute of it.
Well, it seems like the Lord had his hand in directing your footsteps without a doubt. Yes. If you were to say, a lot of people flippantly think it's going to be real easy to write for children, but I hear through people that are writers for children say it's not as easy as it looks. Could you explain that?
Boy, is that the truth. And I would have been one of those people who would have said, oh, I can write a little children's story. Until I actually was tasked with doing so, which is why I started going to all these seminars from professionals who knew how to do this. Because, you know, in a children's story, most picture books, which is kind of my sweet spot, are 24 or 32 pages. They're not very many words, less than 1,000 for sure, less than 600 words. So you have to say a lot in that few of words. So I think actually being a reporter, being a newspaper writer, in the beginning of my career helped me with that because you have to say a lot in so few words when you're writing, you know, copy. You only have 15 column inches back in the day and you had to get it all in. I learned how to write tight, but to get that story arc and to write at the level that kids are going to be able to understand and be excited and want to know, have that big page turn for every moment. Every time you're writing, there has to be a big page turning moment. It's much more difficult than you would think. And actually I've written many books for adults as well, but writing for kids is my favorite, but it's actually much harder.
Why is it much harder?
I think it's because you have to say so much in so few words and you have to be able to keep their attention. Like you said, I have six grandkids now. And, you know, if the book isn't pretty captivating or it has some humor or some really strong characters, they're going to be off your lap and down the hallway before you can even turn the next page. So you have to, you know, adults might give you a little more grace and, you know, read a couple chapters so they're going to like you or not. You don't get that with kids. It's like you either get them right in the beginning, or you hook them, or you don't. And so there's this, it's a kind of a big pressure situation. You have to really make sure those first paragraphs, those first rhyming stanzas, however you choose to write it, whether it's in rhyme or in prose, that those are going to grab your reader and make them want to turn to the next page. And then all of that, if you're writing for the Christian market, which I do mostly, you know, you want to make sure that you've infused it with God's word or with some kind of principle from the Bible or some encouragement that kids are going to get at their level. So you have to think like a child and write like a pro. It's a beautiful situation, but it isn't easy. It takes a lot of prayer and I immerse myself in learning more. I never just settle.
Now, you and your husband have how many children?
We have two daughters, Abby and Allison. They were born 20 months apart. They're now, well, gosh, Abby just turned 30. She had her big birthday, and Allison's 28 and a half. And when I had them, everyone always thought they were twins because they looked like twins, but they were two separate pregnancies, Abby and Allie.
And you have how many grandchildren?
Six. Yeah, Abby had four. Wow. She was an overachiever. And Allison has two little girls.
So. Now, I would think that, I remember one time this little girl came to my mom's house with a friend. This is like 30-something years ago, and this little girl was Jennifer, and she was 3 years of age, and the door opened to the closet in our living room, and she goes, "Oh, see all the time in the closet." And I thought, man, that's poetry. See all the time in the closet. So I think a lot of wisdom comes from children. Do you find that your grandchildren inspire you when it comes to writing your children? Of course they do, right?
Oh, absolutely. And before them, their mothers, you know, Abby and Allie did. I one of my first picture books I ever wrote was called Sister for Sale, came out with Zonder Kids. And that was completely inspired from a ride home from, I worked for a ministry out there as a features writer. And Abby and Allie both went to school in the same area. Allison was in preschool. And we had just had a yard sale. I don't know if you ever had a yard sale or a garage sale or what they call them. Yeah. But in the Midwest, we call them yard sales.
Yeah.
Well, we had a big old yard sale. And Abby gets really annoyed with her sister. She's the older one of the two. And on the way home after having this yard sale that weekend, I guess it was still fresh in Abby's mind, Allison was trying to kick out Abby and like throw her sippy cup at her and just be an ornery. And Abby kind of leans forward very seriously as the oldest child would and said, "Mom, can we just sell Allison? I really thought she just wanted to like put a sticker on Allie's forehead and wheel her out the next weekend." And so that inspired the story Sister for Sale. So there's been lots of those instances in my life where funny things that the kids would say, or even the way they would turn a phrase would spark an entire book.
That's great.
Yeah, you have to love children and be around them to be able to write for them.
Oh, I think that's hilarious. Hey, Mom, can we sell her?
You really wanted to.
I think that's wonderful. Oh, my word. So I would like to know this. Now, first of all, WCNO, this will be cut up into five different days. So what is your website in case somebody listening to this wants to check out your books? Because you have 112 different books and a bunch of children's books. What is your personal website that people can go to?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you. It's MichelleMedlockAdams.com. Medlock is M-E-D-L-O-C-K. And I'm a two-L-er Michelle. So MichelleMedlockAdams.com.
Okay, let me ask you this succinctly, and we'll go over this more, too, in the day two, three, and four. But how did you come to know the Lord? You know, because the Lord has no grandchildren. So, you know, people say, well, I always knew the Lord. Well, I think there has to come a time where there's an adult decision made. Would you agree? And when did that happen for you?
I agree. I was fortunate to be raised in a Christian home. My parents were, I hit the jackpot with them. They were just amazing. They're both in heaven now. So I was raised in the Free Methodist Church here in Bedford, Indiana, and grew up under the pew. I mean, if the doors were open, we were there. So I grew up knowing about Jesus and singing all the songs about him and coloring pictures about him. And, you know, I was in all the services. My parents were leaders in the church. But I have a distinct memory of going to church camp when I was 9 years old. And it's one of my favorite times of my life. I loved church camp. It was in Clay City, Indiana. And at the end of the service, Reed Beard, who was the director of the camp, said, "If anybody wants to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, I want you to come forward right now." And I almost ran down front. It was, as a nine-year-old, that was pretty scary to go down front. But I knew I wanted this to be my own relationship, not because of my parents. And I made a decision that day, and I've never regretted it.
Well, he obviously found something appealing in your heart that that has given you favor with the Lord. Not only did you meet your husband and then have children, but then six grandchildren and 112 books to your credit. This is simply amazing. So, Michelle, when you give classes, what is it? I mean, there are people out there that are listening to this that might want to try at least writing a children's book or a nonfiction or a fiction. And that's very powerful because, you know, I've done a radio show now for 28 years. I can say something on the radio, and it can be pretty well forgiven or forgotten. It might irritate some people. But I also have a magazine, and if I write something in that magazine that somebody doesn't like, you better watch out. You might get sued. There's something powerful about putting your words on paper. Even God himself decided to create the Bible in time. So it's pretty responsible career.
Yes, and the written word, you're right. The thing that's kind of neat about writing and seeing it in print, not just that it's an ego thing, but that can go around the world. And now, because of the internet that we've had, you know, the past couple decades, you can write something for an e-magazine, and that might, you know, gosh, have 200,000 or 300,000 hits the first day, and millions of people can see it. Whereas if you write a book, you might only sell, you know, 5,000 copies or something. So I always teach in my classes, don't despise small beginnings. People think right. They just wrote an article. I can't get a book out. I can only do articles. Yeah. Many times articles have an even broader and wider reach than a book can have. So if you feel called to write, there are so many ways to break into that world. A lot of people have their own blogs, which are not as popular as they were, but they still are. A lot of them have big followings, which you can just do without having anybody publish. You can do it yourself. There are lots of ways to break into the freelance writing industry and writing articles for e-zines and for magazines and for newspapers, even the ones that are still around. So I started my career doing that, doing articles. And so I think that's always been my first love, besides Jesus, of course, is in the writing world, is to be able to write articles, because I think they have such they're a quick read and they can have a great impact. So if someone's interested in getting started in writing, I encourage you to do so. I always feel like people are afraid to step out in faith, even though they feel that urging from the Holy Spirit to do something. If you have a story to tell, there's nobody who can tell it better than you.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody.